We're back on the On Deck Show here from Lynchburg. I'm joined by the manager, Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. And Felipe, you guys are coming off a good week. A series victory against Augusta, took 3 out of 5, finished really strong in particular. But going back to the last week, what'd you think of the way your team played?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Yeah, strong finish to the week, strong start to the second half. I think we were able to clean up, you know, some of the struggles, especially defensively. I think that we pitched much better. To something that, you know, that combination wasn't really helping too much, and we're okay. I mean, we're gonna deal with growing pains, but like being able to watch guys to continue to develop and improve, huge difference in last week's series.
I'm not sure how much you guys are focused on it, but when you flipped the switch from the first half to the second half, did you feel maybe a bit of a sigh of relief or anything like that?
Not really. I think everything stays kind of the same. It's a good feel that you kind of reset. The standings kind of reset. So you take a look at it and you're like, oh, you never know what could happen in the second half. But no, just glad that our guys continue to, like, develop, you know, keep moving guys up, keep adding guys to our roster. So very excited about, you know, some of the new guys that are here this week. And just looking for the next, you know, few months.
Saturday seemed like it was a key win for you guys because you've been on the wrong end of a lot of close losses, especially the walk-off variety. But now you got one of your own. You won a game in extra innings. It had to feel pretty good to kind of pull through in a spot like that this year.
Yeah, it was a great W. Not only because of the walk-off, and I know you mentioned, like, we've been dealing with a lot of one-run games, and a couple of weeks ago we dealt with 3 walk-off losses. But also, pre-game meetings, like talking about how to make adjustments, especially offensively. And I think that night really, like, showed up and then really translate to the next game where, like, we scored a bunch of runs. We kept the line moving throughout the entire game pretty much, had 19 hits. So yeah, besides, you know, that big win also, like, watching guys, like, getting a feel for the stuff that we're trying to, like, preach and teach. It was fun to watch the last couple games.
Talk about adjustments there. I think one good example might be Samuel Bisai, who made this game look incredibly easy for the first month he was here. But it seemed like then teams were pitching him a little bit differently, and now he was the Carolina League Player of the Week last week, and he's really adjusted, it seems like, as of late. What do you make of the way he's improved this year?
Oh, tons. I mean, we knew the struggles were going to come. He's an 18-year-old. Very talented ball player. First couple months, like you said, you know, he was taking the league by storm. And then, I mean, a lot of things combined. It's the first time he playing these many games. We're in the middle of the summer. Teams notice, you know, what kind of hitter he is. So they started making their adjustments. And you as a player, you got to do your own. And Bisai is a guy that works really hard. Always looking for information. He doesn't cut corners. He shows up ready to go every day. So I'm happy, like, results are coming because of the effort. We knew he'll get back on track.
Talking with manager Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. Felipe, we have this conversation, seems like every week, but a lot of moving parts on this team. A lot of guys coming up, in particular from Florida this week on the relief side. How is it as for you, a manager, to see so many new faces coming in, it seems like, by the week here?
To me, it's a lot of fun, especially we have the chance to add a few Latin arms, which I've seen in the past that I know for a while. So just to know that these guys are going to get a chance to come to this level and get exposed to it and learn from it and put themselves in a position and a direction to continue to develop is just, you know, pretty exciting for me.
And then one guy who gets promoted this week, Yaki Rivera, goes up to Aberdeen. He's been pretty much your closer this year, 6 saves, has done a lot of great things, and one that really improved from last year to this year. What do you make of the way Yaki improved himself and earned the promotion?
Oh, we love Yaki since the first day we got him as an organization, but also here last year. And maybe the numbers from last year doesn't show it, but I think he threw the ball well. I mean, he's a young kid, first exposure to a ball, and then being able to come back and then, like, understand where he left off and the stuff that he needed to do to have success, and watching him pitch on a consistent base, just really you know, really excited about where he's at. And definitely excited about his promotion. And I think he'll be just fine at the next level.
Felipe, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Felipe Rojasalu Jr., the manager for the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll take a break and come back with lineups after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.